For the last 21 years, the SIU student group, the Southern Illinois Metalsmith Society, has been sponsoring their annual conference and art auction to support the metals and blacksmithing program at SIU Carbondale. This year, the highlight is a free public demonstration by a world-renowned metalsmith artist who stands out in more ways than one. Here is Rick Smith, a professor of metals and blacksmithing at SIU Carbondale.
Primarily male-dominated, so it's really nice to have a female blacksmith here. It's a rare opportunity, and we're hoping to support that so that we get more women in the field.
Sure. In the larger picture of metalsmithing, when you mentioned she will put on an actual hands-on demonstration, I have to admit I'm not an expert at this. Specifically, what will we see? In my mind, I'm picturing a huge anvil with her picking a hot red-orange glowing piece of metal from a fire and pounding it into shape. Is that close to what she'll be doing?
That's pretty good. We've ordered some pretty thick material, and she's going to have some people helping her, so it'll be kind of a team effort. And there'll be a lot of hand striking and the use of automated power hammers. And the iron is going to be hot and moving like plastic. So it's visually really interesting. So you might find it. And I don't know exactly what she's going to do. This is an art area, so things kind of sometimes evolve intuitively. But we all expect it to be very interesting.
I assume it'll be steel or iron that she'll be using.
Yes, steel. It's just mild steel, which is like what most of the things that we use are made of.
I have to ask, and I'm sure many of our listeners asking, to get it hot enough to get malleable and turn liquid, what is the temperature that you have to heat that stuff?
Well, we don't actually turn it liquid. We try to stay below the liquid phase, and what we try to do is get it to what we call a forging range. And with mild steel, which is the metal she'll be using, it's anywhere from 1,800 to 2,000 degrees. So in some cases, lower than that. It depends on what you want to do, how much of a bend you want or how much reduction you want. The temperature affects that.
And the metalsmith, Rachel David, works to find an artistic voice.
And she is very expressive with this material, iron, which is not a particularly, it's a difficult thing to be expressive with. You think of it as being very hard and rigid, but when you heat it, it becomes soft and pliable, kind of like clay. And so the expression aspect of it happens at a very elevated temperature under a select time frame, and then it cools down and kind of freezes and becomes this thing.
How does the public react to this, and what are some of the questions and comments that you get from the general public?
A lot of times they're very enthusiastic, and they like to see things. And a lot of times, the only thing they know about blacksmithing is their grandfather did it, and suddenly here it is, completely different, much larger scale. It's becoming some sort of object. And it's fascinating. I think it's kind of changing their perspective of what blacksmithing can be.
The conference is organized down to all the details by SIU students, many of which make up the Southern Illinois Metalsmith Society.
This is a registered student organization, and the students have really put this complete thing together. They've selected the visiting artist. They've raised the funds to be able to bring her here. They've done all the organizational aspects of, taking care of chairs and, conference site booking, and all the things that go into this are done by the students. So I have to, take my hat off and say thank you for that.
And I'm guessing that just because someone is not a student, that doesn't mean they're not creative. Do you find that there are a lot of creative community members, not just within the university?
Oh, absolutely. We have young people who might have seen Forged in Fire and want to get around us and take a class, but they have a job and they can't, do the degree program. Or we have quite a few folks that have retired from the university who want to come and take classes or just be part of the organization because their schedules don't allow for their classes. So we try to help them and work with them and bring them in.
And what does it take to create art out of something like steel or iron?
It's quite visceral and direct. Your timing has to be just dead on, and it's a sequential thing. You have to think ahead 5 or 6, 10 steps to be able to make the material do what you envision. And a lot of times it doesn't work, and a lot of times you make mistakes, and sometimes the mistakes can lead you down a very interesting visual path.
That's Rick Smith, professor of metals and blacksmithing at SIU Carbondale, talking about the Southern Illinois Metalsmith Society's annual conference, which is going on right now. The public demonstration with Rachel David takes place Friday and Saturday at the Pulliam Iron Shop on the campus of SIU Carbondale, and the conference will conclude Saturday with a fine art auction at the 17th Street Barbecue Warehouse in Murfreesboro. Proceeds from the auction will benefit the metals and blacksmithing program at SIUC. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.